Hello, and welcome to this edition of Nerdly Speaking, the podcast where we talk about everything nerdy. Today we'll be discussing Star Wars in honor of the new trailer that dropped for the upcoming movie Star Wars The Last Jedi. I'm Jaylen Eaton, head editor of Brema News.
I'm Hannah Monita, and I'm a Brema News staffer.
I'm Genesis Argueta, I'm your PR.
So I'm a big lover of Star Wars. I've loved Star Wars ever since I was like 4 years old. My mom introduced me to it.
Yeah, I'm not that big on Star Wars, but I learned to love it. Sam, really.
Jen.
I don't know anything about Star Wars. But I'm up to learn from new stuff, so.
Nice.
And educate me.
I will. I know you wrote some questions about Star Wars that you want to
ask
us.
I did. For Hannah and Jaylen. Ready?
Yeah.
Number one. Does Yoda meditate? And where does he meditate at?
Well, Yoda does meditate. He's a Jedi master.
Okay. What's a Jedi?
In Star Wars, there's these guys. Well, there's girls too. But they call themselves the Jedi Knights. And they're like a group of... Well, they're like knights. And they help protect the universe and keep it in the good. Keep it away from the dark side.
The dark side. And what characters are considered the dark side?
So
Smiths? Ooh.
the Sith.
So anyone who's
Sith left? Smiths. Of course I say Smiths.
I got what you meant though. The Sith.
Oh my god.
So the Sith is kind of like the opposite.
Like synthesis?
No. They're like the opposite of the Jedi. They're like... They want to use the Force. Do you know what the Force is?
May the Force be with you.
Yeah, the Force is like what the Jedi believe in. Like, that's like their stasis of belief. And the Jedi believe that the Force should be used only for good and the benefit for the whole universe. The Sith are more like, nah, man, we're going to use this for our own benefit.
Yeah. I think I'll be a darkness. Just kidding. Nah. The gorilla, I'm guessing, is named Chupacabra, but I know I'm wrong.
Chewbacca.
Say, that's actually pretty close, guys.
It is.
Chupacabra. I think I just want to call
him
Chupacabra.
I used to call it that when I was little. I was like, Chupacabra! There it is!
And then it's called Chewbacca. Mm-hmm.
So Chewbacca is a race of alien. He's a Wookiee. And they don't really speak, they only go like, that's the noise he makes.
Number three. We were having this conversation yesterday, and y'all mentioned ships. There are ships in Star Wars?
Yes.
It does have war in the name, kind of, so.
Star. Oh, war. True. Do they use like weapons?
Yes.
Like what kind?
So there's these weapons called lightsabers, and basically they're laser swords. That's what the Jedi use.
Yeah.
Only like Jedi can use those apparently.
Only Jedi.
Well, I mean, in the new movie, not the Last Jedi, but in the Force Awakens. They kind of like got rid of that, but I still believe that only Jedi can use those. And then they have like, and sorry, I don't agree with you on that, J.J. Abrams. Not anyone can use a lightsaber. But anyway, and also there's just like blasters. Like they have like guns. It's like pew pew.
And TIE fighters.
Oh yeah, that's getting into like the ships. They have like TIE fighters, and those are like fighting ships.
There's a lot of names for them.
Yeah, like the Millennium Falcon.
Yes!
That's, we told you about him yesterday. It's Han Solo ship.
And
Han Solo. Okay.
I got you now, Han Solo.
Okay, so, when did the story, like, play into a movie? How did the story, and who created the story about Star Wars? So how did it happen?
So, Star Wars was created by a guy named George Lucas. And he ended up going off on his own and created Lucasfilms, which is when he started Star Wars. So in the 1970s, I don't know the exact date, the first Star Wars movie came out. And it was like a huge risk taker. Like, no one knew if this was going to work because it was completely different.
It is different.
It is. And it's weird when you think about it because, like, at the time when Star Wars came out, there was nothing else like it. Really? Like, you, like, if we ever show you Star Wars, you're going to watch it and going to be like, oh, I know so many movies like that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, it came from Star Wars.
That's awesome. When did the first movie? What year was it shot?
Sometime in the 70s.
Sometime in the 70s?
I don't know the exact date.
Out of all the eight...
Oh, there's a lot.
Eight movies, I believe?
There's...
Yeah, didn't you say eight yesterday?
There's eight out. Eight out.
As of right now? Mm-hmm. And then the ninth one's on its way? Mm-hmm. Okay, so out of all the eight movies, this goes for both y'all. Which one's your favorite and why? And tell me if your movie is a character-driven movie or a plot-driven movie.
Well, okay, I know Jaylee might hate me for this, I love the new ones, the Force Awakens one. I loved it. I love the way it started. And then I kind of can't pick over that one in Rogue One because they were just both they're so, like, perfectly... What's the word I'm looking for? Just put together, because mm-hmm. I like the way they chose the actors and actresses, and there are moments where it was, like, to me, a little funny, and then other times very sad and serious. Mm-hmm. And it was more plot-driven, because it kind of gave you more details about behind things.
Mm-hmm. And Star Wars fanatic, tell me what your favorite movie and why, and if it was a plot or character-driven.
Dang, that's really hard. I like all of the movies, but I think my favorite one has to be The Empire Strikes Back.
That sounds like a good title.
It is. It's a good movie.
Could you rewatch it and watch it and watch it?
Yeah, I have.
I have, and I still will. But is it your movie a plot-driven or a character-driven movie?
I'd say this one's more plot-driven. As I said before, like, the Star Wars movies are kind of interesting in that they could be both plot-based and character-based.
Are you wearing a Star Wars t-shirt?
I am.
Oh, my God.
So,
Are those the Jedis?
No, this is a character named Boba Fett. Boba Fett.
Oh, Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Okay. Who makes all these names up?
He's like his blaster. I think his ship is somewhere on here. I don't know.
He was a hunter.
Like, he was a bounty hunter. Yeah. He was supposed to hunt Han Solo. That's all the time we have for today. Bye.
Ciao.
Adios.
Amigos.